His eyes, they closed, and his last breath spoke. He had seen all to be seen. A life once full, now an empty vase, with the blossoms on his early grave. Walk away, me boy, walk away, me boy, and by morning we'll be free. Wipe that golden tear from your mother dear, and raise what's left of the flag for me. Then the rosary beads, count them, 1, 2, 3, fell apart as they hit the floor. In our garb of black, we must pay respect to the colour we're born to mourn. Walk away, me boys, walk away, me boys, by morning we'll be free. Wipe the golden tear from your mother dear, raise what's left of the flag for me. What's left of the flag for me?
Thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. Coming up next, Last Hours. Last Hours is a short film that explores the perils of climate change and the solutions to avert climate disaster. Last Hours is presented and narrated by Tom Hartman.
Consider this. Nearly all life on Earth could go extinct because of man-made climate change. It's hard to imagine Earth without life. We take life for granted, but life has not always flourished here. The Earth has experienced dramatic loss of life, or what we call mass extinctions, 5 times over the course of geologic history. Each one of these events has resulted in loss of more than half of all life on Earth. And the largest and most devastating of all was the Permian mass extinction. Almost all life on Earth disappeared.
Permian mass extinction is, in essence, just the greatest crisis that life on Earth has ever suffered.
By the end of the Permian mass extinction, 95% of all life on the planet was dead. And why is this important today? Because today, a sixth extinction is underway. One that will test the survival of not just human civilization, but possibly of the human species itself. And it bears a horrifying resemblance to several previous global warming-driven events, like the Permian mass extinction.
I think it is certainly extremely significant that a lot of the main crises of the past are associated with global warming, and so with obvious implications for the present day.
When we think of extinctions, we think of the dinosaur-killing KT mass extinction, which was triggered by a sudden catastrophic collision with a meteorite. But the most deadly force behind all extinctions isn't from outer space. It's from underground, underwater, and under the ice, where trillions of tons of carbon lies in wait in the form of frozen methane. If this methane melts and is released into the atmosphere, it will produce a sudden and massive global warming. During the Permian mass extinction, greenhouse gases were released by volcanic eruptions in an area that is today called the Siberian Traps. These, along with the heat from the lava flow itself, warmed the atmosphere of the Earth by at least 6 degrees Celsius. That much global warming took a huge toll on land, animals, and plants. But far worse, it warmed the oceans enough that methane, frozen deep under the sea, melted and was released into the atmosphere. That enormous release of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, pretty much doubled the level of global warming and killed off over 95% of all life, both on Earth and in the seas.
It's a kind of a scary thought, but maybe one of the best geological analogs for the kinds of rapid changes in climate and CO2 in the atmosphere that we're going to witness now and for the next few centuries, potentially, is this end Permian time when, as you know, that culminated in one of the largest mass extinctions that we know of.
And of course, looking at these ancient events shows us times of global warming. And the atmosphere doesn't care whether the carbon dioxide comes from human activity or from a volcano. It has the same end effects.
The numbers are very similar from some of the giant lava flows in Siberia. The amount of carbon dioxide they release is very similar to the sort of fossil fuel burning carbon dioxide release that we're doing sort of decade after decade today.
Today, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is above 400 parts per million, a level not seen any time in the history of human life on Earth.
We are increasing CO2 levels in the atmosphere at rates far greater than any of the most rapid events that happened in the deep geological past. There is no precedent for what we are doing to the atmosphere. It is an uncontrolled experiment.
As you warm the environment, that causes the release of more carbon, which is either methane or carbon dioxide, into the atmosphere. That in turn increases the rate of warming, which releases even more carbon. And you can see how this begins to cause a so-called positive feedback, or just an ever-increasing amount of heating.
At the end of 2012, the World Bank issued a report warning governments around the world that a 5-degree temperature increase is likely unless drastic action is taken to curb carbon emissions. And a 6-degree increase was, according to some scientists, all it took to pass a tipping point during the Permian mass extinction. There's a virtual scientific consensus that 6 degrees was all it took to initiate the PETM. In both cases, it involved massive releases of methane.
We know that in the bottom of the seafloor, large parts of the ocean margins have methane in a solid phase. And what happens is that when you change the temperature, it can dissociate, or you can think of it as melting this frozen methane phase. And so the idea is that during some of these events, we have some triggering or initial cause that forces the ocean temperatures to warm, especially in deep parts of the ocean. And then that dissociates or melts this solid methane phase, which then goes into gas, which can get into the ocean and the atmosphere.
Methane is way worse than carbon dioxide. It's inert right now in the soil. It's not affecting anybody in any way. When you warm it, it becomes a gas. Then it starts acting immediately as a greenhouse gas. So this is an immediate and very short-term threat to planetary civilization.
The risk is a so-called runaway greenhouse, which is that the self-correcting mechanism ceases to kick in. And you heat by a little bit, and you release methane. That then causes excess heating, and you release more methane, and so it goes on.
That's probably the biggest issue that we face. Sea level change is a big one, too, a very expensive one to manage. But the methane release from the tundra, once that gets underway, we reach a point where we lose the option of having an effective mitigation strategy. We can always abandon the coastlines, but if we activate enough of the carbon reservoir in the terrestrial biosphere, that becomes unmanageable. So that's unfortunately kind of a doomsday scenario that our trajectory is pointed to.
Most disconcerting, the Arctic ice sheet that keeps the carbon stable is melting rapidly. In July 2013, the Arctic lost 41,000 square miles, an area half the size of Kansas, every single day. And scientists have witnessed kilometer-wide columns of methane gas bubbling up from the ocean floor, suggesting the tipping point to runaway climate change is dangerously close. While it appears we've already passed the tipping point for an ice-free Arctic in the summer, other tipping points could be centuries, generations, or just years down the road. The big danger about tipping points is that you can only recognize them when it's too late to do anything about it. So why should we risk these catastrophic events? In the case of climate change, our planet's life support system is at stake. So it is our obligation to take every precaution to stop it. We must begin to reduce carbon emissions dramatically. Yet, at this moment, we're facing a crisis of world leadership. Powerful fossil fuel corporations are fighting to monetize the trillions of tons of carbon they own that's still underground. The world community, global citizens, governments, leaders, NGOs, and corporations must come together, step forward, and take decisive action. Let's continue the research, but let's not wait until we pass more tipping points. This is the most urgent of times and a most urgent message.
Hear great speeches and interviews at Access Sacramento every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. or go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May 10th, Richmond had fell, and it's a time that I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. Back with my wife in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, Virgil, there goes a Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and you leave the rest. But they never should have taken the very best. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na. Like my father before me, I will work the land. Like my brother above me, he took a rebel stand. He was just 18, proud and brave, and a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the mud below my feet, you can't raise a king back up when he's in defeat. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went na 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 na.
Morning.
Morning.
What have you got?
Well, there's egg and bacon. Egg, sausage and bacon, egg and spam, egg, bacon and spam, egg, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, bacon, sausage and spam, spam, egg, spam, spam, bacon and spam, spam, sausage, spam, 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 bacon, spam, tomato and spam, 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 egg and spam, 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 bacon, spam, 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 spam. Or lobster thermidor au crevettes with the Mornay sauce served in the Provençal manner with shallots and aubergines garnished with truffle pate, brandy and a fried egg on top and spam.
Have you got anything without spam?
Well, the spam egg, sausage and spam. That's not got much spam in it.
I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam, egg, sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam, spam, spam, spam. You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam!
I don't like spam!
Shh, dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
Baked beans are off!
Well, can I have a spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam? Spam, 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 spam,
Here's your sign.
That's why there's warnings on products, because of stupid people, ladies and gentlemen. It's not for us, it's for stupid people. If there weren't any stupid people, you wouldn't see any warnings, or at least they had to wear those signs, you just wouldn't sell them the product, would you? Just be like, I'm sorry, I can't sell you that. Why not? Oh, I forgot. Did you know on a tube of Preparation H it says, do not take this orally? That's sad, isn't it? Because you know somebody wrote him a letter. Dear Preparation H, I ate this whole dang tube. I still got these hemorrhoids. Man, my mouth's so small, I can't eat a jelly bean anymore. But I could whistle really good. We bought my daughter a bathtub doll. It's called Rub-A-Dub Dolly. Now, Rub-A-Dub Dolly floats around a bathtub with a little life preserver on. And on the life preserver, it says, this is not a life-saving device. Well, what kind of idiot would see some guy drowning in a river and go, here's a Rub-A-Dub Dolly doll. Oh, thank God you saved my life. On a can of shaving cream, it says the boy's spraying us into an open flame. Where the hell was that guy shaving at? What, he's sitting around the campfire one night, bomb for a little bristly. Nice, that's nice. A little tender. We bought a stereo receiver. If you bought a piece of stereo equipment, you know inside the box, we always put that little package of drying agent. And on this in big bold letters, what does it say? Do not eat this. Y'all ever bought a piece of stereo equipment thinking there might be something to eat in there? But you know somebody opened that box and went, well, look! I got a receiver and a pack of Chiclets. I got music and gum. Do you know on the back of a roll-on deodorant it says, do not apply this to your eyes? Ladies, when was the last time you were out on a blind date? And he was good looking, but he just had that stinky eye. I was working on my wife's car a couple weeks ago. I was putting a new fan belt on. Do you know on the back of a car fan belt, it says, be sure you stop the motor first. Wouldn't you love to have been there the first time that happened? Some guy walks in the house, hands are all cut up. He's like, hey, Walt, what happened? I'm gonna give you boys a little tip. You're gonna put a fan belt on the car, you better shut that motor off first. You can't stop it with your hands, man. It's like a machine or something. If I hadn't seen this one, I wouldn't have believed it. But we were trying to sell our car about a year ago. Guy came over the house, drove the car around about 45 minutes. We get back to the house, he gets out of the car, reaches down and grabs the exhaust pipe and goes, damn, that's hot. See? If he'd been wearing a sign, I could have stopped him. I could have said, now I know you're not going to understand this, but that's going to be hot. You've all seen this one on the back of a bottle of shampoo. It says, rinse, lather, repeat, rinse, lather, repeat. You know, there's some idiot still in the shower. Because it doesn't say, dry your hair, try it again tomorrow, man. I'm sure some of you ladies here tonight use curling irons. You ever get a chance, read the warnings on these things. I swear to you, it says the first time you use this curling iron, you may notice a slight odor and some smoke. That means your hair's on fire. I'm not making these up. The worst one says, do not insert this curling iron in any orifice. My God. What happened to good old-fashioned foreplay? What is it? Woo! Warm up the curling iron, honey! We're going to the fire. There's warnings on blow dryers. You know this? It says, do not use while sleeping. Well, Lord, hadn't that become a problem? Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I cannot count the number of times I've been sound asleep. Woke up, I was doing my hair. Dang it, I was sleep styling again. There's another warning. It says, do not use this blow dryer in the shower. Who's writing this pamphlet? Y'all ever been in the shower? Honey, I'm done shampooing my hair. Douse me that blow dryer. I saw an idiot on TV this week. I was watching one of those animal shows on Discovery Channel. There was a guy inventing a shark bite suit. There's only one way to test that. You got to get bit by a shark. But the guy was inventing it, wasn't doing the test, and he had his buddy helping him out. That's the conversation I want to be in on. Jimmy, come here. All right, Jimmy, got that shark suit on. Looks good. Now, what we gonna do? We gonna strap dead fish all over your body. Stay with me, Jimbo. Stay with me. They want you to jump in this pool of sharks, and you tell us if it hurts when they bite you.
Well, all right. Hold my sign. I don't want to lose it.
Sky for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. Shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea, from sea to shining.
That's all, folks.